Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Cochrane Reviews cover a very wide range of interventions for people with heart disease. One of these looks at exercise-based rehabilitation for patients with heart failure, and it was updated for the fourth time in March 2024. Two of the authors, Rod Taylor and Cal Molloy from the University of Glasgow in the UK, discuss the latest findings in this podcast.
Hello, Cal. As Mike mentioned, our review investigates the effectiveness of exercise-based cardiac rehab for adults with heart failure. So let's begin with an explanation of this type of rehabilitation. So what is it and who is it for?
Hi, Rod. Cardiac rehabilitation aims to help people recover from heart problems. The programs can involve exercise training and should also provide education on lifestyle and risk factor management, plus counselling and psychological support, so-called comprehensive cardiac rehab. However, for the purpose of this review, we included trial programs which use exercise training, regardless of whether or not they included these other forms of support or not. Turning to the clinical condition, heart failure is when your heart can't pump blood around your body as well as it should. Globally, despite improvements in outcomes with use of drugs and devices, heart failure continues to have a high prevalence and remains a serious disease. It has low survival rates and high rates of hospitalization with poor health-related quality of life.
That makes sense. So why was it important to do this review of exercise-based rehabilitation for adults for heart failure, do you think?
We know that people with heart failure have increased risk of hospital admission and death and experience symptoms such as fatigue and shortness of breath. This makes everyday activities difficult and it can affect people's quality of life. Studies have shown that exercise-based rehabilitation is a safe and effective therapy, but it's important to have an up-to-date synthesis of the body of evidence and see if the data continues to support exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation as a safe therapy. To improve access and uptake to cardiac rehabilitation, we're also interested in potential differences between rehabilitation delivery methods, particularly those conducted traditionally in the hospital setting, at home, or as a hybrid of both these settings. This is especially important now because, since the COVID-19 pandemic, there has been a drive to increase the management options for those who are able and would prefer to perform their rehab at home rather than following the traditional centre-based approach.
That's great. So I noticed that this was an update Cochrane review. So do you want to tell us a little about how you conducted that and what literature you found?
Yeah, of course. So we searched for studies that compared a group undertaking an exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation intervention against a group who did not undertake such exercise. The participants had to be over 18 and have heart failure. We compared and summarized the results of relevant studies and rated our confidence in the evidence based on factors such as study methods and size. After checking the titles and abstracts for more than 4,500 articles, we found 16 new studies. Overall, the review now includes 60 studies that have recruited about 8,700 people with heart failure. About 40% of the people came from two large studies, and all studies lasted 6 months or longer, allowing us to look into the effects of the intervention in a long disease course.
Okay, and the obvious next question then. So having pulled these new studies together, what did they tell us then in the round, Cal?
So across the 60 studies, we understand that participation in exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation likely reduces the risk of hospital admissions from any cause and due to heart failure for at least 12 months. These rehabilitation interventions also likely improve health-related quality of life, but probably make little to no difference to the risk of death from any cause.
Interesting. So one of the things you highlighted earlier was this need to identify evidence around what might be more innovative ways of delivering rehab, such as home or a combination of home and centre, what we'd call hybrid. Did you find any differences in the effectiveness of rehabilitation across those different delivery modes, Cal?
So we actually found that the effects appear to be consistent whether the exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation is delivered in a hospital or medical centre, home-based, or a mixture of both settings. This is regardless of the amount of exercise, whether the programme also includes other components such as education or counselling, or whether the training was just aerobic or was aerobic plus resistance training.
Great. So we'll have clinicians, we'll have patients hopefully listening to this podcast. I mean, what would be your take-home message for them if they were thinking about either delivering exercise-based rehabilitation or participating in it as a patient or as a family member and supporting somebody?
Sure. I'd say for adults with heart failure, participating in an exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation program likely reduces the risk of hospital admissions from any cause and heart failure-related hospital admissions, and likely results in improvements to health-related quality of life that are really important for our patients.
Great. So I guess really the message is that irrespective of setting, we should really be thinking about trying to provide this mode of rehabilitation, these different modes of rehabilitation for our patients, and really trying to improve uptake. So that's smashing. So let's just finish off. If people want to read more, Cal, where could they go to find out?
It's a great question, Rod. So our review is available online as part of the Cochrane Library. If you want to read more, go to www.cochranelibrary.com and type in exercise-based cardiac rehabilitation in the search box. Should be top of the list.
Great. So thanks on behalf of Cal and myself, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Thank you, Cal.
Thank you, Rod.